So poor Prince, he didn't let his music go to Apple. He didn't let his music go to YouTube. He really put a kibosh on everything.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
that was the whole reason. Remember, he changed his name to a symbol just so that he didn't sell out to the record label so he can get out of a contract obligation because he didn't agree with what they were doing.
So when maybe 10 years ago, if you were looking for any Prince music online, you couldn't find it.
Right.
You know, maybe a live song every now and then. I'm not putting my music out there unless I'm getting paid.
Sure.
And now that he died, his family is whatever you want. Just take it. We'll have it for you. So now,
but wait, wasn't there a stipulation in his will that they couldn't do that?
It doesn't matter anymore. I think it's all fair game. 33 years ago, this album came out, Sign of the Times, which was a great album.
Great album. Every song on it.
Right.
Start to finish. Yeah.
Such a great song.
So great.
Such a great album.
His girlfriend came across a needle and soon she did the same. At home there were 70 years.
So 33 years later, they're going to come out with the album again. They're going to remix it and put it out. So it's coming out 33 years later with 45 previously unreleased tracks.
I don't understand. So he had written songs. So they, okay, when they write an album, an album has, like, let's say 20 songs on it. They write like 40 songs and they choose the best 20. And then the rest they don't put on another album. It's just unreleased.
It just goes away. Albums really have like 10 to 12 songs. So they go in the studio with 50 songs. So then they pick it down to 12, the best 12.
Mm-hmm.
And those, the ones that didn't make it, there's a reason why they didn't make it on the album.
Right.
Maybe you didn't like them when you finally mixed them down. It wasn't good. You'd throw them away and you move on. So the next album, you just write new stuff. And so there's a reason why he didn't want these 45 songs released.
Out there. Yeah, of course.
So now they're putting all the 45 songs out there.
Well, if you're a real Prince fan, you like the bad stuff. I mean, when I was a kid, I loved The Who, and I had all of Roger Daltrey's albums. People were like, this stuff's terrible, but not to me. I loved it because I got to hear him sing more.
You want to remember this song. You want to remember She's Got the Look from this album. You don't want to remember the bad songs that he didn't want people to hear.
But maybe they weren't terrible. Maybe he was just a perfectionist and he didn't like them.
You know, there's a song called If on this album that's not really good. So these songs are worse than If. That's the thing.
I see what you're saying. Well, but you know what? This is sort of a precedent for this, because if you remember, they released Michael Jackson songs after he died.
None
Mac
of them
Miller,
were good.
Tupac, Avicii.
None of them were good.
Nirvana.
None of them good.
Well, yeah, that's true.
There was none that were good. They even had Queen stuff. None of it was good.
Right, right.
There's a reason why you sit there and you say, no, I don't want that out. This is what you want to be remembered for.
Yes, I'll just keep listening to this.
Right. I mean, just the guitar part alone in this song. Just amazing. He was once in a lifetime.
Of all artists, he's the one to not do that with, because that was the whole thing about him. He was having this contract dispute with Warner Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So he changed his name to the symbol.
Mm-hmm.
And he was known as the artist formerly known as Prince, or simply the artist. He did that specifically to get out of a contract because they were trying to exploit him.
Right.
He'd be totally against this.
Yeah, every song now by Prince is online. You can get it now.
Right.
Before, couldn't get none of this. Was buried.
You know, go back and listen to some of the songs he wrote for Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan.
The Time.
You can hear this. I mean, you know, I feel for you. It's very Prince.
Yeah, when you go back and listen to the songs that he wrote, you're like, yeah, how did I not know that was Prince?
Cyndi Lauper's When You Were Mine is one of my favorite songs. And when I found out that it was Prince who wrote that, I was like, of course it's Prince who wrote When You Were Mine.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when you listen to The Time, you go, that was The Time, but you listen to it now, it's Prince.
You're like, it's Prince. Yeah.
I mean, that's so Prince.
Yeah.